got quiet all of a sudden. Yeah, that's good. You got the memo. Hey, let's open with a word of prayer tonight. Lord, thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we invite you to illuminate our minds, our hearts. Thank you for your help in the renewing of our minds. We believe you for it. We need it, and we thank you that you're going to accomplish it in our lives tonight, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. And tell yourself, I believe it. Thank you. Okay, we've got two brothers named Herbert and James, and they lived with their mother and a cat named Edgar. And so James was particularly attached to the cat, and when he had to leave town for several days, he left Herbert meticulous instructions about the pet's care. At the end of the first day that he was away, James telephones his brother and says, "How's Edgar?" And Herbert answers, "Edgar is dead." There's a pause. Then James says, "Herbert, you are insensitive. You know how close I was to Edgar. You should have broken the news to me slowly. When I ask about Edgar tonight, you should have said, 'Edgar's on the roof.' But I've called the fire department to get him down. Tomorrow when I called, you should have said, 'The firemen were having trouble getting Edgar down, but you were hopeful they would succeed.' Then when I called the third time, you could have told me that the firemen had done their best, but unfortunately, Edgar had fallen off the roof and was at the veterinarian's. Then when I called the last time, you could have said that although everything possible had been done for Edgar, he had died." That's the sensitive man, or the way a sensitive man would have told me about Edgar. "Oh, and before I forget," James added, "how's mother?" Herbert said, pausing for a moment, "She's on the roof." Being sensitive, yeah, you got it. So we are starting a 2-week series tonight. We're going to finish off the month with these 2 weeks, tonight and then next Wednesday night. And we're going to talk about renewing our minds. And God help us. Can everybody say, "I need that help"? And I believe that it's going to help us and challenge us from just thinking naturally, or the way our natural minds would think, to more spiritual thinking. And I really want more of that in my life, don't you? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." I looked up the word renewing in Strong's Greek Dictionary, and it defines renewing as renewing. So I looked it up in the American Heritage Dictionary, and seventh in the list of the definitions of renew is to restore to a former state, make new as if new again. And I thought, I can work with that one. Renewing our minds, restoring them to the former state, meaning the way God intended our minds to think when he created man in the garden before sin twisted our thinking. So we are meant to think the way God intends us to think. And it is, God help us to get this right off, it is possible for us to think better. I'm pausing for effect. It is possible for all of us to think better. God's thoughts and ways instead of our own weird way of thinking, renewed thinking. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And so he's bringing two types of thinking, carnal, spiritual. And when he says here, those who set their minds on things of the flesh or to be carnally minded, we can mistakenly think that he's just talking about people with a dirty mind, you know, like R-rated or NC-17. Is that what it is? Is that right? Anyway, R-rated, X-rated, dirty-minded, you know, things of the flesh, minds set on things of the flesh, carnally minded. But the focus is really about, and when it's talking about things of the flesh or carnally minded, it's thinking naturally, or the way our old, unsaved, unchanged, unspiritual self would think. And then when he's talking about being spiritually minded, it's not just talking about, you know, that we think about Jesus 24 hours a day, we never have another thought besides Jesus, but it is thinking like our new, saved, changed, spiritual selves should think. Thoughts that are generated by the Holy Spirit's influence in us. And so we can think better. I want you to tell yourself, I can think better. We can by the grace of God. And so I wanted to give a simple example of how the difference, carnal thinking, spiritual thinking. So if somebody says something bad about us or does something bad to us, how we think about it can be either carnal or spiritual. A carnal mind might say, think something like, well, I don't get mad, I get even. And I'm going to bless them with a brick. That's carnal thinking. Spiritual thinking was, well, if we think in a spiritual way, it would be kind of like, well, they're probably going through something rough and just taking it out on me. Jesus, help them with whatever it is and bless them real good. Not with a brick. Yeah. Bless them. And that's the way spiritual-minded would think. So we're going to identify through tonight and then next week some of the wrong thinking patterns and learn how to renew them with good ones based on God's Word. One of the key verses we're going to consider tonight and then more especially next week is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." These are the kind of things a renewed mind will think about. Now, as I was putting this together, I noticed something that the verses before and after Philippians 4:8 talk about peace in our lives, that we can have incredible peace in our lives. So look at Philippians 4:6-7. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Then there's verse 8, what we just read. We're going to read it again in just a moment. But then in verse 9, the verse after verse 8, Philippians 4:9 says, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." I want the peace of God in my life, don't you? And so the verses talking about the peace of God. Now, I think your notes, I probably didn't edit it right or write it right, but I said that the things talking about the peace of God are bracketed by verse 8. Actually, the verses talking about peace bracket verse 8, telling us how to think. So if we think this way, we're going to have more peace. And how are we supposed to think? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, if there's any virtue, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Again, it's telling us how our renewed mind will think, or being spiritually minded. Now, if the same verse, and I just wrote it out of how maybe a carnal or natural mind would think, if this verse were written and somebody was thinking in a carnal or natural mind, it might read something like this. Finally, folks, whatever is untrue, dishonest, unjust, impure, ugly, negative, vicious, and worthy of criticism, think about these things. That would be carnal-minded. And so it's almost laughable, but you know, there's a lot of people, and the truth is there are a lot of Christians that think these kind of thoughts throughout their day. Nobody here, of course. I'm talking about all those people out there. None of us. But we know we have to learn to think the way God wants us to think with a renewed mind. And we can. We can change our way of thinking. Tell yourself, I believe it. What we think about will take us to a good place or a bad one. Pastor Howard, and there are those here that knew him, he passed and went on to be with the Lord about over 11 years ago, but he preached several times on how people get on a train of thought, and that train is going to take us either somewhere good or bad. Proverbs, it's in your notes. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." All of us have this internal, personal GPS system. And if it's our thoughts, they direct us and they prompt us unconsciously sometimes to either turn here, turn there, and they navigate us to our future destination. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 says, "A good man," Jesus is speaking, "a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." So tonight, the quality of our lives is guided by our thoughts. Now somebody say, "Help me, Jesus." A lot of what happens to us, good or bad, originates with a single thought. Neuroscientists can now demonstrate that every thought sends electrical and chemical signals throughout our brain, ultimately affecting each cell in our body. Thoughts can influence our sleep, our digestion, our pulse, the chemical makeup of our blood, and all other bodily functions. Now somebody say, "Yikes." The conversations we hold in the privacy of our minds are shaping our lives little by little. Research indicates that the average person thinks approximately 50,000 thoughts per day. Now, this is either good or bad news, depending on how we're thinking, because it's either moving us in a positive or a negative direction, right? And this is important. No thought that we have is neutral. It matters what we think about, because those thoughts are guiding the course of our lives. Our thoughts determine whether we're going to be happy or sad, peaceful or anxious, energized or blah. We know that, right? Motivated by our thinking. One bad or negative thought can wreck our day. Now, I don't know, My mind, I'm always amazed with the way my mind works sometimes. And I don't know if you have, I mean, I know we all have varying thoughts and things we think about, but occasionally I'll catch myself with a crisis happening or a terrible thought about something happening, like one of my kids dying or something. And I catch my, and I think about, I have thought at times about what it would be like in their memorial service and all that. And I'll get choked up thinking about, and I'll catch myself and I have to tell myself, shut up. And I think probably all of us, maybe your mind doesn't work in like that, but it doesn't happen very often, but occasionally my mind goes in a direction that's really dumb. Not even, there's no truth to it, whatever. And yet I have these corresponding emotions. I really do. I have to tell myself, shut up. And so the quality of our lives is guided by our thoughts. We want a good life, don't we? We have a good life in Jesus, and we can decide to think better. And I want to say that again. We can decide to think better. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 again says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, this is one of the most important points of this class and this whole 2 weeks is what I'm going to state right here. We are not destined to think a certain way. There are a lot of people, and I'm talking about believers, there are a lot of believers who think, well, I can't help the way I think. I get these negative or critical or mean or depressive or just really whacked out, off the wall thoughts, and they just come. I can't help it. It's just the way I'm wired, and it just I have no control over my mind, and that is simply not true. And I'm not saying that we can't get into certain, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We can get in certain patterns of thinking, but those patterns aren't cemented, in other words, to where they can't be changed. And this is what we've got to know, is that we can change the way we think. We are, and by the, and I'm not talking about in the natural. I'm talking about by the grace of God, we can choose to orient our life and our thoughts according to God and His way, and break certain thought patterns and the way our minds have been in the past. So they say that approximately 90% of the thoughts that we have today are repeats from yesterday and the day before. This means that we don't have a whole lot of original thoughts every day. Now, I wrote down in my notes, tell your husband, tell me about it. But I thought I wouldn't say that. If what we're thinking about maps out the kind of life that we're going to have, then it really is important for us to pay attention to what we're thinking about and not just letting our minds just kind of go. We've got to learn to discipline our minds and bring them, our thoughts, into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and we can do that. I came across the following statements by a psychiatrist several years ago, and it's pretty cool. And I was going to say something about psychiatry. I don't think I need to. But in psychiatry, they teach that any pattern of thought or action repeated many times results in a habit with a corresponding neurosignature or brain groove. So take note of that. Dr. Phil Shapiro says the brain is composed of 100 billion cells called neurons. A brain groove is a series of interconnected neurons that carry the thought patterns of a particular habit. Attention feeds the habit. When we give our attention to our habit, we activate the brain groove, releasing the thoughts, desires, and actions related to that habit. Now, I know that's a lot of words and all, but the catch here is that any thought repeated over and over creates a brain groove. Now, here's the problem. Bad, negative, or unhealthy thinking can become patterns or grooves of thought that produce negative and unhealthy living. So this guy, Dr. Shapiro, goes on to say, the good news is the brain is malleable. And that's really just a $100 word that means it's soft or pliable, or in other words, our thoughts are not set in concrete. We can change the way we think toward the good and the positive. Now, this is not just people even outside of Christianity can alter the way that they think to a certain degree. But in Jesus, of course we can. We can get a new groove. So tell yourself, I can get a new groove. But if we keep thinking the way we just always have, if we're prone toward negative thinking, then we will find ourselves worried, fearful, depressed, critical, uninspired, and all that. We, in our lives, we really do kind of prophesy or foretell things to ourselves all the time without even knowing it by the way we think. And that's that, again, that can be either for bad or for good. And so we need to develop healthier thinking habits. So I was trying to think of how to word this. So I just put it this way. Some junk producing thoughts. I mean, junk, bad thinking, junk producing thoughts. And I made a list of just some. These are negative ways of thinking that we've got to learn to get over and away from. I'm never going to be happy again. Now, I know that there are some of us here, since we gave our lives to Christ, we may have had that thought. I know that when after I got saved, I had that thought hit me back some years ago. I thought, well, I'll serve God, but I don't know if I'll ever really be happy again. I want you to know that's a lie. And so that's just one. That's just the way it is. This probably won't work. If I had money, I'd just worry about losing it. I don't have what it takes. The honeymoon is over. I hate myself. He or she doesn't love me anymore. I am not worthy. I could never do that. I have to accept my limitations. I can't. If such and such happens, I'm going to be so mad. It's never going to work out. That's just my luck. It's never going to be like it used to be. I'm living proof of Murphy's Law. I'll just have to put up with this. Nothing ever good happens to me. It's hopeless. You know, going through and reading those things, something inside me just cringes, even stating those things as an illustration. But there are these kind of thoughts, and a lot of others are areas that we've got to recognize that they are not true according to God and what He's able to do and produce in our lives. None of us are destined to think in a negative or self-denigrating way. We have a choice in how we think. And tell yourself tonight, I choose to think better by the grace of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 again. This is in your notes on the screen. It's in the New King James. This is NIV in your notes. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, we got to realize something about this, because when you read this list, you think that's good. That's the way I ought to think all this. Listen, if we couldn't choose to think like that, then the Bible wouldn't say it. God's word wouldn't tell us to do something if it's impossible, right? We believe that, right? It's not like God's telling us, okay, you think about this, the things that are true, noble, pure, lovely, all these admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think like this. And God wouldn't put that in his word if he is thinking, you know, I'm putting this in there because this is really the way you ought to think, but you're never going to be able to pull it off. I mean, if that were true, then God would be mean, huh? And God isn't mean. Tell yourself, God isn't mean. We can choose to practice better thinking. And I want to read Romans 12, verse 2 again. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What this is saying is that God's best for our lives will come from a renewed mind. And so, this begs the question, how do I renew my mind? Right? So there are two things I want to give you tonight, and I may finish up a little earlier tonight because I'm finishing up a little earlier tonight. Two things that I think will help. And first of all, stop junk thinking. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now tell yourself, cast down junk thinking. See, we would never intentionally invite a thief into our house and just let him go through it, you know, take what you want, right? I mean, most of us wouldn't. So why would we allow thoughts that steal our peace and joy to make themselves at home in our minds? See, we got to cast them down. And it's like that thought about me thinking about one of my kids dying and the memorials. I mean, it's just junk. Got to cast those kind of thoughts down. I can't tell you how many times I've been just driving. You know, you're driving in a car, and I do. I'll put Christian music on a lot now, and sometimes I'll listen to a book on, you know, Audible or something while I'm driving, so it orients my thinking. But I've caught myself just driving through town, and my mind just thinking about things that were just not great. I might be thinking of somebody that irritated me, or, you know, whatever, and I'm thinking, and I do, like I told you earlier, I have to tell myself, shut up. And I don't know, sometimes it may be that I'm telling the devil to shut up. Or sometimes I think maybe I'm telling the devil and myself to shut up. But just, you got to learn, we've got to learn to cast those thoughts down. And so as hard as we may try, we cannot think one way and expect to experience something else. We can't think negatively and experience a positive life any more than we can plant an orange seed and get apples. Whatever we sow, we reap. And this is especially true in our thoughts. We've got to sow or think good thoughts to have a good life. Now, it takes time and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives to change the way we think, because we get into certain habits of thinking, and it can take some time. But just casting down, taking those junk thoughts, thinking, and learning to cast it down, that in and of itself will be life-changing to us. Just not allowing our minds to just wander and carry on into negative areas or angry, bitter, vengeful, lustful, whatever those kind of thoughts are, but taking them, bringing them into obedience to Jesus and His Word, that in and of itself will change our lives. We need to ask ourselves, is what I'm thinking about true to what God's Word says about me, about my circumstances, about God Himself and all that? And if it isn't, we ought to cast it down. Now tell yourself, I'm going to cast it down. And it takes time and to change the habits of our thinking. And so, listen, don't be discouraged by the process. If you just think about, well, gosh, I just seem, my mind just seem, I just seem to channel my thoughts, seem to channel in the wrong directions a lot. Well, it can take some time to reorient our minds. But it is possible. Not only possible, it's a promise. God wouldn't tell us that our minds could be renewed if it wasn't possible. We believe that, right? We believe God. And so God can help us. We just need to take the energy, emotional and mental energy, to arrest those thoughts that are negative, cast them down. And I just want to encourage you, don't be discouraged by the process. Take some time. And I've been a Christian for a long time. I've almost in another half year, well, almost a year, I will have been a Christian for a half century. 49 years right now, 50 years next year. And that's a long time. And you know, I'm still having to monitor the way my mind thinks and cast down things. And so don't be discouraged if you say, well, I just don't give up. That's what I'm saying. Don't give up. God and the Holy Spirit will help us to have and live with renewed thinking. Okay, so first of all, we got to cast down junk thinking. And then secondly, we need to practice healthy thinking. I'm going to read Philippians 4, verse 8. This is in the Amplified Version. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there's any virtue and excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. Now, next week, we're going to go through Philippians 4:8 about the specific ways that we can think better thoughts and kind of take these and break it down. But I do want to close with just one thing that will help us tonight, and that is we have to learn to think using God's Word and His promises as our guide. Think according to the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We can learn to think choosing to trust God's promises completely. I know there are some people and preachers that I really admire. There's a bunch, but there's some, but because they speak, I knew a guy that never spoke negatively about anybody. And I mean some people that had really injured him and did things that hurt his family, hurt them financially, but he refused to speak negatively about anybody. I admire that. And he would speak according to the Word of God. I admire somebody who has allowed the Word of God to so influence their lives to where they think in line with God's Word. And I am practicing that more and more as time goes on. We can. We need to monitor our thinking using God's Word and His promises. And so we question ourselves if our thinking, does it line up with what God says? Does it line up with what His Word promises that I can have in my life? Does it line up with what the Word of God says about God Himself? And all of that. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, we need to cast it down. So I've listed, I had a whole list of junk thinking. Thought I'd close by just reading out some healthy thoughts. This is probably to help me as much as you. So here we go. I believe God. I am a new creature through Christ. I am healthy and strong. God has great plans for me. With God, my future keeps getting better. I have God's life flowing in me. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. I can do all things through Christ. God hears and answers my prayers. I have righteousness, peace, and joy. Day by day, my marriage is growing stronger. I am bold. I am a loving person and lovable. I think about what is good, just, and gracious. And then finally, God is always good. So I want to close tonight with just a prayer and confession. We're going to pray this together. And then what I want to do is I want to pray over us. I understand that all of us have our own particular areas that we struggle with in our thinking, in our minds. And I am believing God. I've been praying about this, and I believe that God is going to supernaturally intervene and help us in the changing and helping us to think renewed thinking, renewing our minds. And if you believe that, say, I believe it. Let's pray together. If you'll just pray this out with me, and then I'll just pray over us as we close. Just repeat this out loud. Thank you, Jesus, for the hope and the promise of having a renewed mind. I choose to think the way you intend for me to think. I choose to cast down junk thinking. I choose to line up my thoughts with your word and promises in your name, Jesus. Amen. Now let me just pray over us. Lord, we come before you and thank you tonight for your word that inspires, for your word that encourages, for your word that is a lamp to our path, light to our way, God. Thank you for lighting up our lives tonight with your word. And Lord, I pray for every one of us and those that may be listening online, God, for your grace right now. Holy Spirit, you move in our lives, and we give you access into our minds and into our hearts to motivate us, to stir us, to correct us, to instruct us in right ways of thinking. If there are those areas that are leading us astray, Holy Spirit, guide us back in to truth. We thank you for your ability. Tonight, I take authority, we take authority over every contrary thought, over every demeaning, negative, debasing thought that is not according to your word. We cast them down in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you that we can think renewed thoughts with a renewed mind in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you guys. Good night. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.